Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church, and we're so glad that you've joined us in this study of the book of Joshua. Our prayer is that this study equips you to live the victorious life that is offered in Christ. God bless. Today is day 23 of Joshua, Living the Victorious Life. Our title for today is The Sign of the Covenant. Russell M. Nelson said, "When we realize that we are children of the covenant, we know who we are and what God expects of us." Our text today is Joshua 5, verses 2 through 5. At the time the Lord said to Joshua, "Make flint knives and circumcise the sons of Israel a second time." So Joshua made flint knives and circumcised the son of Israel at Gibbethaeroth. And this is the reason why Joshua circumcised them all. All the males of the people who came out of Egypt, all the men of the war, had died in the wilderness on the way after they had come out of Egypt. Though all the people who came out had been circumcised, yet all the people who were born on the way in the wilderness after they had come out of Egypt had not been circumcised. Circumcision was the sign of the covenant that God had given to Abraham 500 years before what is recorded in Joshua 5. God laid out the terms of this covenant in Genesis 17, 7 through 14, and he tied Israel's inheritance of Canaan with their ongoing observance of circumcision. "And I will establish my covenant between me and you and your offspring after you throughout their generations for an everlasting covenant, to be God to you and to your offspring after you. And I will give you and to your offspring after you the land of your sojournings, all the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession, and I will be their God." And God said to Abraham, "As for you, you shall keep my covenant, you and your offspring after you, throughout their generations. This is my covenant, which you shall keep between me and you and your offsprings after you. Every male among you shall be circumcised. You shall be circumcised in the flesh of your foreskins, and it shall be a sign of the covenant between me and you. He who is 8 days old among you shall be circumcised. Every male throughout your generations, whether born in your house or bought with your money from any foreigner who is not of your offspring, both he who is born in your house and he who is bought with your money shall surely be circumcised. So shall my covenant be in your flesh in an everlasting covenant. An uncircumcised male who is not circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin shall be cut off from his people. He has broken my covenant." The following scriptures reveal that Abraham was declared righteous before circumcision. Genesis 15, verse 6. "And he," Abraham, "believed the Lord, and he counted it to him as righteousness." Romans 4, 11 through 12. "He received the sign of circumcision as a seal of the righteousness that he had by faith while he was still uncircumcised. The purpose was to make him the father of all who believe without being circumcised, so that righteousness would be counted to them as well, and make him the father of the circumcised, who are not merely circumcised, but who also walk in the footsteps of the faith that our father Abraham had before he was circumcised." The fact that Abraham was counted righteous by his faith did not discount the sign of the covenant. Circumcision was not optional for the Israelites. But these scriptures prove that circumcision alone was not enough to make one righteous. In fact, the Exodus generation kept the sign of the covenant outwardly, but failed to love God inwardly enough to obey his commands. Here in our study of Joshua, none of the new generation had been circumcised during the 40 years of wilderness wanderings. The older generation, who had been circumcised before the Exodus, had died along the way. Except for Joshua and Caleb, every male over 8 days old hadn't been circumcised. While commentators have given all sorts of reasons for not circumcising in the wilderness, the bottom line is Israel had failed to keep their side of the covenant. God, in his grace, still delivered them to the Promised Land. But now, they must keep the sign of the covenant. Please don't miss the significance of the sign of the covenant. Signs don't always convey substance. You can keep the sign without obeying your Savior. For instance, you can be baptized and still live in disobedience to God. So, you can observe a ceremony and never have a relationship with Christ. However, if you love Christ with all your heart, you will have a great desire to obey his commands. This truth is proven by contrasting the older generation of circumcised men who failed to enter the Promised Land with those who entered the Promised Land and then obeyed the sign of the covenant. Numbers 14, 22, and 23 describes God's judgment on those who had been circumcised but died in the wilderness. None of the men who have seen my glory and my signs that I did in Egypt and in the wilderness, and yet have put me to the test these 10 times and have not obeyed my voice, shall see the land that I swore to give to their fathers, and none of those who despised me shall see it. Joshua 5:6 states these men perished because they did not obey the voice of the Lord. They had the sign of circumcision, but they missed the blessing of Canaan. The warning in today's devotion is that it is possible to bear all the marks of the people of God, but miss the mark when it comes to your personal relationship with Him. May we take God's covenant seriously so that we don't miss out on all that God has for His people. Questions. What are some conventional signs God gives us as Christians? What is your personal sign of the covenant? Since obedience to God is a matter of the heart and not just outward actions, take some time to reflect on whether you are obeying the Lord wholeheartedly in the present. Are you relying on past observance of His commands instead of obedience now? In what ways do you continue to obey God in your relationship with Him? Pray with me. Lord, thank you for your covenant. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. Teach us how to not just outwardly follow you, but also how to follow you wholeheartedly each day. We love you, Lord. In your name we pray. Amen.